AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is making a move to try to lower gas prices this summer. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The administration says it's releasing a million barrels of gas from a Northeast reserve. It'll be sold 100,000 barrels at a time, aimed at creating a competitive bidding process by July 4th. The Energy Department says the move's intended to help lower costs for Americans. Gas prices now average about $3.60 a gallon nationwide, which AAA says is up 6 cents from a year ago. Tapping gas reserves is one of the few actions a president can take alone to try and control inflation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Appearing remotely for arraignment, former Trump lawyer and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani pleaded not guilty for his role in an effort to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 election loss in Arizona. His trial will be in October. Former Arizona Republican Party Chair Kelly Ward also pleaded not guilty. The defense is rested in New York in former President Trump's hush money trial. Trump had talked about the possibility he could testify, but it won't happen. The AP's Michael Sisak is at the courthouse.
This is the trial involving allegations of hush money payments and falsified business records in the logging of reimbursements to his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. By resting its case, the defense now paves the way for closing arguments and ultimately jury deliberations. There are a few steps before the jury gets the case, namely those closing arguments, and then the jury will have to be instructed in the law by Judge Juan Merchan before they can go back to a separate room and start deliberating the charges at hand.
That could happen next week. Prosecutors rested their case yesterday after star witness Michael Cohen concluded his testimony. The UN says it's suspending food distribution in the southern Gaza city of Rafah because of a lack of supplies and insecurity. This is AP News. The ship that collided with Baltimore's Key Bridge is back in port. Here's the AP's Haya Panjwani.
Nearly 2 months have passed since the Dolly lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's supporting columns, killing six construction workers and halting most maritime traffic through the port of Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the state has four priorities: bringing closure and comfort to the families who lost loved ones, clearing the full federal channel, and fully reopening the port of Baltimore to vessel traffic to support everyone affected by the crisis and to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
So we still have work to do. But here's what we can say. We've recovered all six victims and brought them home to their families.
The FBI has launched a criminal investigation into the circumstances leading up to the crash. The Dolly experienced two electrical blackouts about 10 hours before leaving the port on its way to Sri Lanka. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
A t-shirt and jeans. Mac and cheese. Oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at schwabious.com.